But we've also done studies where we try to match what they say with the actual faces. And then we find things like this. So here, this male participant, he preferred the girl to the left. He ended up with the one to the right. And then he explained his choice like this. So she's radiant. I would rather have approached her at the bar than the other one. And I like earrings. And whatever made him choose the girl on the left to begin with, it can't have been the earrings, because they were actually sitting on the girl to the right. So this is a clear example of a post hoc construction. So they just explain the choice afterwards. So what this experiment shows is, okay, so if we fail to detect that our choices have been changed, we will immediately start to explain them in another way. And what we also found is that the participants often come to prefer the alternative that they were led to believe they liked. So if we let them do the choice again, they will now choose the face they had previously rejected. So this is the effect we call choice blindness. And we've done a number of different studies. We've tried consumer choices, choices based on taste and smell, and even reasoning problems. But what you all want to know is, of course, does this extend also to more complex, more meaningful choices, like those concerning moral and political issues?